104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:34. We're going to top out today at 60. It's going to be cloudy all day. So Lance Armstrong's name is coming out of the cycling record books. Armstrong was stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles and banned for life by cycling's governing body Monday following a report from the U.S. anti-doping agency that accused him of leading a massive doping program on his teams. The UCI president, Pat McQuaid, announced that the federation accepted the USADA's report on Armstrong and would not appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, whatever that is. In Paris, tour director Christian Prudhomme, if that's how you say it, said at a news conference he no longer considers Armstrong the 7-time champion of the race. And he called the decision totally logical and said Lance Armstrong is no longer a winner of the Tour de France from 1999 to 2005.
Wow.
Well, that's what you get when you cheat.
Does the second place winner now get...
He was cheating too.
Oh. What about the third place?
He was cheating too.
The fourth?
Cheating.
Fifth?
Cheater.
Sixth?
Cheater.
Seventh?
They were all cheating.
Oh. So then that doesn't even make sense to do. They were all cheating.
Yeah, I know. It's like it didn't happen. Of course, it is like the most corrupt sport when it comes to cheating, doping, and... all of that stuff.
It's crazy.
And I don't know if it's necessarily tainted if everybody was doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If everybody was doing the same thing while they were competing.
I'm sure there were a few that weren't. And I'm sure they sucked because they weren't cheating.
But if everybody was doing it, I don't understand. It's just, it's all like equal then.
Kind of, yeah. I guess that's kind of the way
I would
see it.
Not like it would work better for others, right?
I guess not. Next week is Halloween. Woot woot. And, of course, you know what that means. It's time to blow right past that and talk Christmas.
Of course.
A new survey asked some people to name the most over-the-top ways people celebrate Christmas. Just so that you know, if any of these things, if this is something you do, yes, we're all judging you.
Okay.
Going overboard with decorating the house and lawn. You know, you got gigantic, you know, having a little display in your on your house or your lawn. Sure. But when your entire front yard is filled with Santas and reindeer and nativity scenes and more reindeer and a couple of goats, then you're going too far.
I've never done the yard decoration thing for Christmas, ever.
Taking awkward family photos in Christmas clothes or pajamas.
Pajamas!
Number 3, wearing bad holiday sweaters.
Ugh.
If you're doing it on purpose to be funny,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Dressing like Santa's elves. And dressing like Santa.
Mm-mm.
You should be an elf.
You want me to be an elf?
Yep.
I'd rather be Mrs. Claus.
Okay. For Halloween?
No. I mean, I
How
already
come
have
nobody
my...
ever dresses up as Santa for Halloween?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You never see that.
I know. I already have my outfit bought,
I just
though.
Gave somebody an idea.
They should be.
They'll be Santa for Halloween.
They should be.
Nobody's ever an Easter bunny either.
Nope. They're bunnies, like Playboy bunnies.
Yeah. And some of them shouldn't be dressed like that.
No.
Just saying. Heroes of the day are next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hey, hi.
Yo, hi.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Liam Hemsworth twisted his knee on the set of the Hunger Games sequel Catching Fire. Luckily, it was just a minor injury. This will be the final season of the Grey's Anatomy spinoff Private Practice. There are 10 episodes left, including the one airing tomorrow night. And surprise, Madonna did not remove the fake guns from her show when she performed in Denver, just 15 miles away from where the movie theater massacre happened this summer. Supposedly, some of the people were so upset that they did walk out. And this actually is very upsetting. Game's next album is called Jesus Peace. And on the cover, Jesus looks like he's a gang member. He's got a teardrop tattoo under his eye, a red bandana around his mouth, and a Jesus chain around his neck.
Oh, that won't get anybody fired up at all.
Yeah, and that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Really big bad news for Lance Armstrong. I'll tell you what that is after Rihanna and We Found Love. It's Hot 104.7. It's 7:31.
Yeah, we'll die.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:49. We're going to top out at 60 today. Woot, woot. Hey, at least it ain't snowing yet.
Thank goodness.
I guess that's the only thing I can say. Let's do heroes.
Every town needs a hero.
Working class hero.
Hero, hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
And our heroes of the day are brought to you by Martinis, 57th and Louise. Get an Anditini, which is just a beer, or a Meltini,
which is delicious.
An actual martini. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
I always figure people would think about doing this, but no one would actually have the stones to commit insurance fraud this blatant. Last year, 22-year-old Regina Whitehead of Pennsylvania was in a four-car accident. And she suffered some injuries and was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. And while she was in back of the ambulance, Regina called her insurance company, Infinity Insurance, but not to report the accident. Instead, she called to add extra comprehensive and collision insurance to her policy. Then, a few hours later, she called to report the accident. She told them that she had the accident just after she happened to add all the extra coverage. Obviously, that triggered some red flags, so Infinity investigated and figured out that she committed massive insurance fraud and reported her to the police. On Friday, Regina was arrested and charged with insurance fraud and criminal attempt of theft by deception. Both are third-degree felonies, and she could face a total of 14 years in prison.
Over the past few weeks, a man in Jacksonville, Florida, spotted someone looking through his windows. It turned out to be 60-year-old James Lowry of Jacksonville, but the man didn't know that or know him. He just knew a peeping Tom kept spying on his family, and last week, he finally caught James in the act.
Ooh.
The man saw James in his yard looking through the windows at his family, including his 15-year-old daughter. So the man ran outside and tackled James. As he tried to get away, the man beat the hell out of him.
Nice.
And we know this because of how his mugshot looks. The daughter called the cops and told them her dad was holding a peeping Tom in the yard. When they got there, James told them he had drunk an entire bottle of wine before he went over. He was charged with trespassing with intent to commit an offense, public intoxication, and resisting arrest. The dad will not be charged for the beating he put down on James.
Good.
And if you want to see the mugshot, it is up at hot1047.com, and it's priceless. Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot1047.com.